time has come for America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no controlled show, no false show. No, we need either this or that. This or that.
There comes the time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible. People
get ready. Who are that news on Shoutcast Radio or Blog Talk? Come and visit us at www.HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org.
We ain't got to have no baggage now. We can just thank the Lord. You tell them.
Welcome, friends and family. I'm your host, Plau Yaakov Zakaya. Today's date is June 22nd, 2013. I am speaking to you live from Sweden. You're listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. I ask Ayah to send this message to the ears that need to hear it. I ask Ayah that the spirit of justice will flow and peace will settle on the Jackson family, and they bring to justice those responsible for the death of their son, brother, father, and friend. Be with them on this day as they remember Michael. Give them strength and knowledge in knowing that his death is not in vain. Thank you, Ayah, for this opportunity to once again speak to your children. I ask that you bring your people together in the continent and on the continent of Africa and on the continents of the Americas and help us to heal this sick world. All praise Ayah, all praise Ayah, all praise Ayah. This broadcast is called Who Murdered Michael Jackson? My personal initiative to uncover the truth. You know, on June 25th, 2009, my sister called me from the United States and she said, David, guess what? Michael is dead. And you know, the first thing that came to my mind was, I know. I thought this in my mind. But I said this out loud. I said, I know. And my sister said, did you hear the news? And I said, no, Tina. But I'm not surprised. Now, why did I say this? Why did I say, I know? And why was I not surprised? Well, because deep in my heart I knew someone was out to get Michael. Michael has been on their radar ever since 1992. And for 16 years, since 1992 to 2009, we see Michael go from the most celebrated artist of all time, breaking records, winning Grammys for Beat It, Thriller, Bad, Heal the World, doing songs with the Beatles, meeting presidents, queens, kings, princesses, you name it. No artist in the world was ever as famous as Michael Jackson. Then, in 1993, everything changed. Someone decided to bring Michael down. Why? Why did they decide to bring Michael Jackson down? It's a very, very, very curious question. We see that the controlled media, they build up people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Barack Hussein Obama, Hank Johnson. And those who are unfamiliar with Hank Johnson is the one that took over the Congress seat from Cynthia McKinney. Cynthia McKinney was the one that was on Capitol Hill yelling at Donald Rumsfeld for allowing DynCorp to have the white slave trade, which is the sex slave, the selling of children. This DynCorp corporation, she was bringing that to light. And for some reason, they decided to get rid of her and replace her with this man by the name of Hank Johnson, whom we don't even hear of now. And we also see them, you know, building up people like Clarence Thomas, even though we, at the time, I remember when this was going on, didn't really care too much for this man. So they build these people up when it suits them, politically. And we also see in the media as they bring down people like Nina Simone, when Nina Simone was speaking out against the Vietnam War in the 70s. She actually died in France. We see them bringing down Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke beaten to death, but yet they say he was shot. Controversy, old controversy, but still unsolved mystery. We see them bring down James Brown, very proud brother, trying to destroy him. Red Fox. And now recently we see the younger generation going through this hell. Dave Chappelle, DMX, Cat Williams, even tacking Wesley Snipes for speaking out against the IRS. The media does this. We do not own the media or the entertainment industry. We never have. They can build your career or destroy your career. They can destroy what they have created. They can destroy what they have built. This is why you will never hear an artist that is on the top 10 speaking out. If you even hint of it or think about it, you will end up dead or end up with the IRS all up in your business. When we hear about our beloved singers and actors in the African-American community passing away, foul play is always in the back of our minds. Since 2001, we've lost James Brown, Barry White, Luther Vandross, Gregory Hines, Gil Scott-Heron, Gerald LaVert, Sean LaVert, Heavy D, and far too many more to mention. Heavy D was only 44 years old. Barry White was only 58 years old. This is too young of an age to die. When we hear David Rockefeller, who is 97 years old and still living. 97. Dick Cheney is 72 years old. He had 5 heart attacks, bypass surgery, and a heart transplant, and he's still alive. While we rarely make it past 70 years of age. Now, the state of our people is very, very suspect. Very suspect. Many of these deaths could be natural causes. But is this really a possibility in today's world? Dying of natural causes. What the hell does dying of natural causes mean anyway? Sean LaVert, Gerald LaVert, and Whitney Houston's death can all be traced back to that drug called Xanax. It can all be traced back. But the media ignores this fact. We hear that Johnny Cochran dies of a brain tumor at the age of 67. Brain tumor, 67. We hear Nathaniel Dwayne Hale, a.k.a. Nate Dogg, dies of a stroke at the age of 41. And recently we hear of the young brother named Chris Kelly. You remember him of Chris Cross? He dies at the age of 34. And no one knows the cause. Michael Clark Duncan, the actor from The Green Mile, dies of a heart attack at the age of 54. and Michael Duncan looks like he was in way better shape than Dick Cheney. Michael Duncan can afford the same heart surgeries that Dick Cheney paid for. He got money. Now, please understand. Please understand. I do not take their deaths lightly. Okay? And those that knew any of these wonderful, talented people, you have my total understanding and respect for your loss. Because it is a loss for all of us. Okay? Those of you that knew them personally, meaning their friends and family and close relatives, I ask that you do not think that I'm using their names, just throwing their names out there. I'm trying to make a point. The reason why I mention this is because we are living and dying at the hands of the beast. We have no real protection. We do not know if our people are dying from natural causes or if it's some criminal mafia. The main advantage we have is to stay aware of this demonic cult that is rampant within the entertainment industry. Now, you can call it the Illuminati, the gay mafia, satanic cult, or whatever label you feel comfortable with. The fact is that we know 100% that it is real and it is there. It's there within that industry. These demons are almost in full control of the music industry, if not in full control of the music industry. We do not run Hollywood or the music industry, and we never have. Maybe we ran Motown at one point, but that's over with now. So what's my point? Well, I go back to the opening question. Why would they spend all that time and effort building Michael Jackson up to a superstar and then decide to destroy him? Did Michael wake up to their plans? What did Michael Jackson do to make them want to destroy him in 1993? Now, I want to make a point, okay? I spend many hours doing research on topics outside of the mainstream. Because my research never really deals with what's going on. Like, I would never, ever do research about Michael Jackson or all these things that are there. Because YouTube is full with them, and people are already just flooded with these things. My main focus is on who are the original Hebrews, okay? Who are the original Hebrews? Now, I have discovered things that many of us are afraid to admit. I have upset many of you, but in your heart, you know I am right. And even if I'm wrong with some of the things, all you need to do is give me an email and say, brother, I think you're wrong on this, and you know I'm easy to talk to. Okay? Now, here in Sweden, when I speak to our brothers from Africa, I see in their eyes the joy when they hear that Aya is real. When they hear the story of how his name was suppressed and changed from the Hyksos, the Greeks, the Romans, and the other counterfeits. When I show them in our story about how the kingdoms of Cush, Kemet, Ethiopia, Sheba, and Canaan, which turned to Zion, are all connected to the root, which is Ayah's people. How the real Hebrews, the original Hebrews, the ancient Hebrews, are a beautiful black people. How Yahshua, peace be upon him, and how Muhammad, peace be upon him, are also of that root. Nasrin, the prayer. In my research, I find how this fact was always known by these usurpers. I find how they have hidden this fact from the world, and this world is nearly destroyed because of this fact of them hiding the truth. The lies from the fake wannabe Hebrew converts are destroying our planet. The ones that turned a beautiful free black people into an enslaved people and turned a message into an oppressive religion are in top positions of power today. If you have heard any of my previous broadcasts or downloaded my transcripts, you can see that everything I say can be backed up by documented research. I found in this research 100% proof, without a doubt, that we are a very special and a very powerful people. We are the people of Ayah, Yahushua, Yahuwah, Ayah, all praise, Ayah. So why am I saying this to you today? Why am I saying this to you today? Because what I want to tell you is very, very, very important. Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston, two of the most naturally talented artists that ever lived, were murdered. Now, we hear about this underground gay mafia, Illuminati, cult, satanic cult, or whatever these demonic, pathetic group of disgusting demons call themselves. We hear about them all over the internet, but it goes much deeper than this. They are the distraction. Now, let's compare history, okay? Let's compare history. Back in the day, the music business was not like this demonic crap we see today. We hear about Satanism in rock music. We heard about this growing up. Satanism in rock music, AC/DC, Black Sabbath, all these things. We heard about it, okay? But in black music, we still had our soul. You see, we still had our soul in soul music. That's why it's called soul music. Rhythm and blues, R&B, soul, James Brown, Barry White, soul music. Michael Jackson was created out of soul. We hear that one of his mentors was Jackie Wilson, The Root, and James Brown, the godfather of soul. Michael was molded in soul. He grew up during the time of Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Commodores, The Supremes, Earth, Wind & Fire, Diana Ross, Barry White, The Isley Brothers, The Temptations, Luther Vandross, Aretha Franklin, Ashford & Simpson, Al Green, Patti LaBelle, Curtis Mayfield, and he was, and he is, a Jackson 5. Jackson 5. Michael Jackson is soul music. And from 1964 till today, Michael Jackson has never lost his soul. But if we look at the music industry today in 2013, we see that the soul that we had, that our soul, is fading fast. It's fading fast. Now, I want y'all to recall what Michael Jackson said before he passed. It was one of the last things that he said. And this was in 2009. He said, "We have 4 years to turn this around. After that, it is irreversible. It is unreversible." Michael said this 4 years ago. He said this 4 years ago. He said that on that tape. "This is it." Remember? Listen to it. It stuck with me. Because I knew. 2013. Go listen to the broadcast that I did about 2013. I found this date a long time ago. So something significant's about to happen or happening. Is this the year that we lose our soul or do we get it back? Michael said this 4 years ago. And on today, June 22nd, in a few days from now, the 25th, 2013, this will mark the sad day when our brother Michael was murdered. So, was Michael Jackson giving us a warning? Do you feel this world changing? Michael also told the world that someone was going to kill him. He told his mother, Catherine Jackson, his sister, he told his brother, he told his brothers, his sisters, he told his girlfriends and close friends they were going to kill him. And on June 25th, 2009, a very young, 50-year-old legend mysteriously dies. Now, I say this because when I'm looking, when I'm doing research on YouTube, I'm finding out that Michael Jackson had the girlfriends, the little groupies, kissing him. You see all, everything on the internet, things that you can believe and things that you can't believe, giving us more propaganda that Michael Jackson is still alive. They got that propaganda wheel working overtime now. What are these demons trying to hide? What are these demons trying to mislead us on? We better wake up. We better stand up. We better understand what's going on. So the question is, who murdered Michael Jackson? This question needs to be discussed because now we are reliving this nightmare once again with the death of another mysterious passing of a 48-year-old legend named Whitney Houston. Like Michael, everywhere I look and listen, I see people saying they believe Whitney was also murdered. I see the sister of Bobby Brown on YouTube going crazy trying to find out who murdered her sister-in-law. Countless documentaries made by fans for whoever will listen. Why did they kill Whitney? Did Whitney Houston also wake up to the demons that control the music industry? Now, I have a question. Because this was a surprise to me. Did you know that Michael Jackson dated Whitney Houston? How could we not know this, that Michael Jackson dated Whitney Houston? Michael had camera crews parked outside his house in the trees. They hounded him to his grave, but they missed his date with Whitney Houston. Now, why did the control media choose to keep this a secret? The media has always been the tool to control those in the spotlight. The reason why the world is being presented with this pedophilia filth is because someone in the media wants us to link this with our brother Michael. Now, it is extremely important that we completely understand this. It is extremely important that we completely understand this. Those that control the image of Michael Jackson have the power to tell you what to think about Michael Jackson. Those that control the image control the media. Those that control the media control the image. So the question is, who controls the media? Who controls it? Who controls it? Now, before I give the names of these criminals and soon to be publicly convicted murderers of Michael Jackson, because we can't yet bring them into a court of law, but we can convict them publicly and know in our mind what they did. And then we resist their mind control from this day forward. And we bring back the image of Michael that we had prior to this pedophilia filth. Before I give you the names of these criminals and soon to be publicly convicted murderers of our brother Michael Jackson, I want to give you 100% proof that these are the ones we all should be aware of. Now you have to travel back in time to 1985. Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie write We Are the World. Tens of millions of people all around the world are now looking at poverty and starvation going on in Africa. Okay? think back, 1985. USA for Africa is created. This event brings awareness to the famine in Ethiopia and saves the lives of millions of men, women, and children. We Are the World raises over $100 million and breaks race barriers all over the world. Michael Jackson inspires America of all races, Americans of all races, to form a human chain of hands across the country. And from New York City to Long Beach, California, people are holding hands. Now let's put this into proper perspective. We have over 4,000 miles of people holding hands in unity across the United States of America. We got Ronald Reagan holding hands. He got Ronald Reagan to hold hands now. Look at the pictures. Michael Jackson inspired this event on May 25th, 1986. This is a powerful man. I say is because it is us who will keep his power alive. Michael's power dwells in the kindness of his heart, a heart that was given to him and created by Allah. All praise. Allah gives every man, okay, of his heart the love that is in his heart. All love comes from Allah. So if Allah put that love in Michael's heart, the work that Michael was doing was the work of Allah to save the children of this world. To break race barriers and have Americans hold hands in unity and break the race barrier. But somebody didn't like that. We heard from Michael's beautiful mother, Miss Catherine Jackson, that when Michael was a child, he would see the pain and starvation in Africa, and he knew in his heart it was his duty to do something. Michael said, many people see the suffering and starvation going on in this world, but all they do is pray. He said, praying is nice, but people need to take action. And Michael led by example. He took action. I believe that it was this action that sparked a fuse that led to our brother, Michael, mysterious death. Now first we have to place in our mind the fact that Michael Jackson was the most powerful entertainer in the late 80s. And like I said, he was so powerful that he had Ronald Reagan holding hands with millions of other Americans across the United States of America. Now we're going to look at the 1990s. Got to go back in history now. Get that fluoride out your mind. Try to think back, because I know what they try to do. They try to destroy your memory. Your memories. Reconnect with your memories. Now look back. 1990s. Mr. Jackson. Brother Jackson. Michael. He is coming off of the Bad Tour. Michael Jackson is a supernova star now. He creates the Dangerous album with Teddy Riley, and he puts New Jack Swing on the map. After this, he signs a $65 million record deal with Sony Records. He once again breaks record sales and writes another song of unity called Heal the World. Now, here's what they say about Michael Jackson and the Heal the World Foundation on the internet, because this is came out of this song, Heal the World. It says, in the UK and other parts of Europe, Heal the World was the biggest hit from the album Dangerous. It sold 4,500 copies in the UK and spent 5 weeks at number two in 1992. Jackson founded the Heal the World Foundation in 1992. the charity organization, brought underprivileged children to Jackson's Ranch to enjoy theme park rides that Jackson had built on the property. The foundation also sent millions of dollars around the globe to help children threatened by war, poverty, and diseases. Now, before I continue reading this, I want to make a statement really quick. We're about 30 minutes into this broadcast. This broadcast is going to go over, so I advise you to download it. And as a precaution, I've already uploaded the audio of this on Shoutcast Radio, and there's also a transcript on this that you can get from whoanet.org. And also, those of you that I sent the email to, an email, I think there's a few hundred of you on the email list. If this broadcast gets cut short, or if somebody doesn't want to hear this, then I ask that you take it upon yourselves to forward that email on to other people so that they can hear what I am saying about our brother Michael. And I would appreciate if you do that. Thank you very much. And it continues. The original Heal the World Foundation, Let me repeat this. The original Heal the World Foundation was a charitable organization founded by entertainer Michael Jackson in 1992. The foundation's, and I say original for a point, I'm coming up to that. The foundation's creation was inspired by his charitable single of the same name. Through his foundation, Jackson airlifted 46 tons of supplies to Sarajevo, instituted a drug and alcohol abuse education, and donated millions of dollars to disadvantaged children, including the full payment of a Hungarian children's liver transplant. His brother was kind, y'all. Come on now. Who does this? Who does this? Okay, the Dangerous World Tour began on June 27, 1992, and finished on November 11, 1993. Jackson performed to 3.5 million people in 70 concerts. All profits from the concert went to the Heal the World Foundation, raising millions of dollars in relief. One of Jackson's most acclaimed performances came during the halftime show at the National Football League's Super Bowl. At the show, Jackson performed his anthem, Heal the World. Then it says, to help promote the organization with the assistance of a choir of 750 people. Okay. And a flashcard display involving 98,000 volunteers. Jackson donated his entire fee to the foundation, with the NFL also donating $100,000 and a 30-second TV spot to push for contributions. Following the Super Bowl, Jackson ran a full-page advertisement in the newspaper USA Today, providing a toll-free number. A coupon was provided that could be clipped and mailed in along with contribution. Those donating 35 or more were given a Heal the World T-shirt, the environmental theme music video for Earth Song, closed with a request for donations to Jackson's Foundation. And in 1997, Jackson earned money from photographs of his son, Prince Michael. The photographs were sold to OK Magazine and the National Choir, raising $3 million for the foundation. Okay, now, I read this because I want you to understand. Michael had huge plans for this Heal the World Foundation. He wanted to heal the world. He literally wanted to heal the world. He's putting all his money towards this. And also keep in mind, now this is very important to understand, Michael's main inspiration for doing this was to help children. He was helping those that could not help themselves. Now, I'm going to read to you the chapter in the book of Matthew that inspired Michael Jackson to help children. Okay? I'm going to read it to you. Matthew chapter 18, 1 through 6. At the same time came the disciples unto Yahshua, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Yahushua called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them. And he said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever receiveth one such little child in my name, receiveth me. But who shall offend one of these little ones which believeth in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Now, do not overlook this information. These verses are the inspiration behind Michael Jackson and Heal the World Foundation. He said this himself plenty of times. Go on YouTube and search the videos. You will hear it and you will see it. Now you can say and think what you want about Michael Jackson, but Michael believed in Allah. And how do I know this? Because his beautiful mother, Catherine Jackson, is a Jehovah's Witness. So you know Michael Jackson knew Matthew chapter 18. Come on now. Now, listen to what happens to the Heal the World Foundation. This is the future of the foundation. Listen to what happens. And it reads, Failure to file yearly accounting statements saw the charity lose its tax-exempt status in 2002. A different organization with no relationship to Michael Jackson Foundation, incorporated in the state of California under the same name and applied for tax-exempt status in 2008. The Jackson estate is currently taking legal action against this organization for unfair competition and trademark infringement. Okay? Now, think about this, y'all. 1 year before Michael mysteriously dies, 6 years after he creates the Heal the World Foundation, it loses tax-exempt status. Then, in 2008, someone out of the blue tries to steal his name and trademark and set up the same organization to deceive you and I, to deceive the world, just 1 year before Michael is mysteriously murdered. Now, observe how Michael Jackson's family is fighting their ass off to protect Michael Jackson's name. The Jackson family needs our help, y'all. They need our support. And why do I say this? Well, because this is the same thing they did to another family that we need to support, the family of Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, if any of you have did any research about the King family lately, or now pretty much got some distance behind it, but the King family tried to bring the true murderer of Dr. Martin Luther King to light. And for some reason, they were silenced by the media. Now, they love to use King in commercials and the Apple commercials, and they love to put him up there and when Barack Obama's talking about him, but nobody seems to mention that the King family were fighting their ass off to bring the true murderer of Martin Luther King to light. Protecting the man that shot him, saying he's not the one that did it. But none of you know this. The media decided to keep this silence. The media decided to keep this silence. We need to stand by the King family as well as the Jackson family. Now, what about the family of Malcolm X? May 11, 2013, we hear the report about the death of Malcolm Shabazz. Malcolm Shabazz, the grandson of Malcolm X. He is murdered in Mexico, thrown off a roof. And all of us know he was murdered. What do we do about it? What can we do about it? We sit here and watch as they kill our people, and all we have is conspiracy theories. It is time for us to stand. We need to stand by the Jackson family and demand justice. We need to stand by the King family and demand justice. We need to stand by the Houston family and demand justice. We need to stand by the Shabazz family and demand justice. They are killing our people right before our eyes, and we do nothing. We have the will and the means to unify and place our people in charge of proper investigations. Let me repeat that. We have the will and the means to unify and place our people in charge of proper investigations. Come on now, we could build a King, Houston, Shabazz, and Jackson Foundation, which would join in the wealth of all these rich, powerful families that we love. These are our most precious families. Can you imagine? If they were joined together, they'd be a force to be reckoned with. They'd be a force for justice. We stand behind them. Millions of us love the Jacksons. Millions of us love the King. Millions of us love the Houstons, and millions of us love the family of Malcolm X, the Shabazzes. We love Malcolm X and his family. And it is time for us to unify and demand justice for them. Now, this ain't just something I'm saying just to get your blood pressure up. This is something that's needed, damn it. They can wipe me out. And my family ain't got no money. Disappear me and that's it. But if we had a unity, if we had a force behind us, we could do something about it. But it ain't just my words. The reason why we are so weak is because we forgot the fifth commandment. And what is the fifth commandment? Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days will be long in the land. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land. We lost our unity because we forgot our families. You know, a long time ago in Africa, we all were one family. I believe this. But I believe we still are. Malcolm X is our father. Dr. Martin Luther King is our father. Betty Shabazz is our mother. Cece Houston is our mother. And Catherine Jackson is our mother. Likewise, Michael Jackson, Michael, is our brother. Whitney Houston, Whitney, is our sister. And Malcolm Shabazz is our little brother. Our days are short in the land because we are not unified. And we do not honor our ancestors. Brothers and sisters, it is now time that we do. It is now time that we stand. Now, I am not going to apologize for going off track, but this needed to be said. Now, I'm going to read to you what happened to the Heal the World Foundation. And it reads, in 2002, The Heal the World Foundation was suspended after failing to file yearly accounting statements required for tax-exempt organizations. Records show that the foundation had net assets of $3,542 and reported $2,585 in expenses. The foundation did not have a director, president, or other top managers besides Michael Jackson, who was listed as chairman. A separate charity named Heal the World Foundation was set up in 2008. On August 11, 2009, CBS News reported that representatives of the Jackson estate say the foundation is not linked. Okay? The Michael Jackson estate has no connection whatsoever to the Heal the World Foundation run by Melissa Johnson. Who's this woman? Who's this woman that would disrespect this foundation like that? Doesn't she know that what Michael was trying to do with this? Why would she do something like that? And why do the Jacksons have to go to court over this? Something's going on here, y'all. Something fishy. Come on now. And it said Terry Fond, a spokesman for John Branca, the special administrator of the Jacksons estate. All right, now, think about it. In 1992, the Heal the World Foundation is airlifting 46 tons of supplies to Sarajevo, donating millions of dollars to disadvantaged children all around the world. But in the year 2002, 10 years later, this multi-million dollar charity loses its tax exemption status for a measly $957. Now, I hope people are beginning to pay attention. Let me refresh your memory. This is what was going on in Sarajevo at this time, okay? And it reads, the Bosnian War for Independence resulted in large-scale destruction and dramatic population shifts from the siege of Sarajevo. Between 1992 and 1995, thousands of Sarajevians lost their lives under the constant bombardment and sniper shootings at civilians by the Serbs forces during the siege. Now, a quick question. Is this the same thing that is happening in Syria 2013 today? I mean, look at it now. This is like method of operation. Cookie cutter. It's cookie cutter. Right? The same thing that's happening that happened in Sarajevo is the same thing that's happening in Syria. Same thing that happened in Iraq. The same thing that happened in Libya. The same thing that they want to happen in Iran if we don't yell about it. The same thing happening in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Come on, this is the method of operation of the beast. And it reads, it is the longest siege of a capital city in the history of modern warfare. Serb forces of the Republika Srpska and the Yugoslavian People's Army besieged Sarajevo, the capital city of Bosnia and Herzegovina, from 5th April 1992 to 29th February 1996. During the Bosnian War, when Bosnia and Herzegovina, sorry y'all, it's hard for me to get that word there, declared independence from Yugoslavia and achieved United Nations recognition. All right, now, I'm going to add to this. When I was, I live here in Sweden, and my ex-wife at the time, for some reason, I can't really remember right now, she wanted to go on a vacation to Croatia, and when I went to Croatia, I think we were driving around this area because I remember seeing this country riddled with like bullet holes, huge holes. I mean, buildings just torn apart. I remember going into a building when I was down there that was off of the path of the vacation, and it was like everything in the papers were thrown on the floor, bullets were in the wall, holes were in the wall, and I was saying to myself, man, there was a really bad war here. And then I couldn't believe that people were actually vacationing like this has never, it never happened. Why would anybody want to go to vacation there? And it totally blew my mind. Because I remember being in the United States, looking at this on TV, and then going there and seeing this. War is a very ugly thing, people. Very ugly. Who would want war? Who would want to profit from war? Who would want to profit from death? It's sad. Now, Michael Jackson was not killed because of Sony / ATV Music Publishing. I don't believe this. You know, unfortunately, Michael Jackson was in debt. Doing research, you hear about it on the web, how some dude in Dubai wanted to pay for his debt and give him money for an album and all this other craziness. Michael's stressing, and this guy's trying to take advantage of the situation, in my opinion. You know, Michael, he owned millions of dollars in debt, but yet he still owned the 50% of the Beatles catalog. Okay? When Sony wants full control of the Beatles catalog, they will get full control of the Beatles catalog. Because when it comes to money, this beast always gets what it wants. Okay? In many cases, all they have to do is use their media propaganda to get it. Just like the media propaganda of that we see about Michael Jackson faking his death. You know that's what they put out there. Trying to make like another Elvis Presley thing, a Michael spotting. Now I'm saying this because we are here looking at this music contract. Michael really only owned 50% of it. And if they want that, they'll get it. Michael Jackson was in debt. So was this really about the money? It's my point I'm trying to make. Michael Jackson was not murdered by Sony for mere millions. Okay, even if it was worth a billion. Michael Jackson was not murdered, because people have this conspiracy that Michael was murdered for the contract. You mean these measly millions? Compared? Now, the music industry controls hundreds of billions of dollars. Okay, we can safely say that. So if they control hundreds of billions of dollars, you know, well, let's say 100. I don't know how much. Maybe 100 billion. They control a lot. But let's just say that. Let's say they control hundreds of billions. The peanuts that they gave Michael is nothing in comparison. Okay? So the point I'm making is this issue goes deeper than money. It goes way deeper than money. This little money. Michael Jackson, he was murdered because he was a very powerful threat to the power structure. Sony Music was propaganda and distraction. Now, do you think NATO, Israel, Russia, and the United States appreciated Michael Jackson airlifting 46 tons of supplies to Sarajevo? Think about it now. Think about it. This is 1992. We got Israel, Russia, United States. We got all these people involved in this war going on. And here's Michael Jackson airlifting 46 tons of supplies to Sarajevo. Now, the world powers could care less if Michael Jackson healed the world. But at this time, in 1992, he was healing the wrong part of the world. You got to think now. Got to go back. How can you create famine, starvation, and world poverty, okay? And because war equals debt. How can you create this? How can you create this type of debt if the world is looking right at you? Because Michael Jackson is now shining a light just by him being there. Okay? You can't do it. The music industry is a small part of their control. The music industry back in the 90s was probably worth a few billion. But the real power behind the music industry is worth trillions. The real power behind the music industry is worth trillions. This power is called the military-industrial complex. The few dollars he made from the music industry was nothing in comparison. Michael Jackson crossed the line and he had no idea. He had no idea. He underestimated the power of this beast because we do not know this beast. It is vital that you understand what I am talking about today because this beast is going crazy right now trying to make World War III. World War III? We have to be wise about this because America is being destroyed right in front of our eyes. Since 2001, we have seen some of our most beloved singers and actors in the entertainment industry killed or destroyed. Like I said, in the year 2006, Gerald LaVert dies at 40 years of age. 2008, his younger brother dies just at the age of 39 in jail 2 years later. Both deaths are very suspect. Why is it that since 2001 we have seen we have lost some of our greatest artists? Now, me, I believe that it is an attack on our spirit. I do. I believe it's an attack on our spirit. We are dealing with a very powerful demonic force. Very powerful demonic. And these forces have taken an oath to destroy the people of Ayah, who are the Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. They are Ayah's people. Pyramids, the cotton fields, the Wrigley fields, forgotten men who did get killed. Crispus Attucks, the first blasted piece of the rich lady purse snatcher shot in the back. I know you hungry, kid. I know they hungry, dad. Burnt your mama crib. I know that hurt your bad. Mystery shows from gold to shackles and back to gold. We act like we home. Matter of fact, we are home. Bad attitude, octopus skin tones. Slave food turned to soul food. College and neck bones. Bessie Roll sold the first American flag. Bet she had a nigga with her to help her old.
As James Baldwin says, you can only be destroyed by believing that you really are what the white world considers a nigga.
The night they show hate crime, gave a blood time cause he fought with his canine. Bestiality, humane society, go to China, see how they dine, see what they eat, better yet ask better whoever, which animal makes way, if not persuade, would you have survived the dark ages, cannibal ways of the ancient Caucasians, stay you like your steak tartare, Pinot Noir, David Starr on the chain of Sammy Davis, he helped pave the way for Southern crankers and them Harlem shakers, now we getting our papers, they try to censor the words and stop our money coming, but you can't escape them, haters.
Okay, welcome back. What you listened to was Nas. That was his untitled album. I advise you to go to HebrewsWakeUp.com. I have a link there where you can actually listen to the whole album in its entirety. But I ask you to please support Nas. Purchase his album. Listen to it. It's really good. Go to his website and buy his music, because Nas is one of the few rappers out there that are actually telling the truth and that hasn't sold out to the Illuminati. At least not that I know of. I haven't heard of it. Okay, now let me continue. Now, let's take a look at Michael in 1992. Okay? What we're doing now is I want to explain why the powers that be thought it necessary to destroy the image of Michael Jackson, okay? And why it is important that we know this beast, okay? we're going to look at what happened in 1992, okay? There's like a sequence of events, and when we go back in time and we look at the sequence of the events, then we will see clearly how there was a systematic destruction of our brother, our soul brother, Michael Jackson. In 1992, he is on top of the world. Michael can do no wrong. He's making hundreds of millions of dollars for the industry. They have never made this much money from any artist, not even the Beatles or Elvis Presley. This is unprecedented. It's unprecedented. Okay. But in 1993, out of the blue, they decided to allow their controlled media to destroy Michael Jackson. What did they use to destroy this powerful man? They destroyed him with what he loved more than anything in this world. They used children. They used children. Who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me? It were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Now, listen to the timeline during the time they planned to destroy Michael Jackson. Okay? Now here's the timeline. In 1992, Michael was on top of the world. He creates the Heal the World Foundation. He airlifted 46 tons of supplies to Sarajevo, feeds millions, brings awareness of AIDS and famine and starvation of Africa. Okay? In 1993, Jackson gave a 90-minute interview to Oprah Winfrey on February 10th, 1993, his second television interview since 1973. Okay. In the summer of 1993, Jackson was accused of child sexual abuse by a 13-year-old boy named Jordan Chandler, and his father, Dr. Evan Chandler. His father was a dentist. Okay. In August 1993, Jackson's home was raided by the police. In December 1993, Jackson was strip searched. You see, they're breaking Jackson down. He's on top of the world. Then, out of the blue, boom, now he's accused. Now he's being strip searched. And everybody knows he's being strip searched. So now, as they're strip searching Michael Jackson, in our mind, we are picturing him in prison being accused of child molestation, now being strip searched. So now the image of Michael is being destroyed in our minds and in the minds of millions of his fans. This is called psychological warfare. They can build. No. They can destroy what they build. They can destroy what they build. An image is something that is created. An image can be destroyed. So in December 1993, Jackson was strip searched after the accusations of him being a pedophile. Right? On January 1st, 1994, Jackson's insurance settled with the Chandlers out of court for $22 million. A Santa Barbara court grand jury and a Los Angeles court grand jury disbanded on May 2nd, 1994, without indicting Jackson. Okay? Now, sorry for messing up because I'm actually reading this as I'm speaking. Okay, now, if you recall, the reason why they could not convict Michael is because they did not know if Michael Jackson was circumcised. If you go back and you remember this whole trial, the reason why they couldn't convict Michael Jackson is because they didn't know if Michael Jackson was circumcised. The doctor stated that he could not look at Michael's private part and properly determine if he was circumcised. Now, this should be obvious, especially on a black man. Now, come on now. If you cannot see this, and you call yourself a doctor, then you are in the wrong profession. Now, what happened was they got caught in a lie. So they had to let Michael go. They got caught in an obvious lie. Because who cannot look at a man's private parts and tell if he is circumcised or not? But even though they got caught, the damage was done. The damage was done. They put this man through hell. Okay? He is not indicted. He settles for $22 million. But the damage is done. Okay? No more Heal the World Foundation. Michael now has no time to even think about his charity work. He is humiliated. People are calling him gay, a child molester. People stop buying his albums, and the media destroys his image just like that overnight. From 1992, he was on top of the world, and in 1993, he was thrown in the gutter. In less than a year, Michael turns from savior of the world to nasty black homosexual child molester overnight. They can destroy what they have built. Now, we read on November 5th, 2009, what do we read? It says, Dr. Evan Chandler, father of the boy, was found dead following an apparent suicide. What was that, 6 months or 7 months after Michael Jackson mysteriously dies? The man that accused him, that destroyed Michael's career, dies 6 months later. Why is this? Also, in 2009, after Michael Jackson was murdered, we read a quote. I'm going to read you a quote from what Jordan Chancellor wrote.
the son of Evan Chandler. And he says, I never meant to lie and destroy Michael Jackson, but my father made me tell only lies. Okay? And he says, now I can't tell Michael how much I'm sorry and if he will forgive me. Okay, now this is what this man wrote. But it's not on the media. Okay? Now, this little note that this child man wrote is not surprising because in 1993, Evan Chandler, the father of Jordan, right, the 13-year-old boy, the man Evan, he was caught on tape, recorded, the tape recording, saying, if I go through with this, I win big time. There's no way I lose. I will get everything I want, and they will be destroyed forever. Okay? Now, the question is, who paid this man to lie? Because this was back in 1993. All this was set up. Apparently, the man that accused him is dead. The son confesses to it. He was acquitted on the charges because they couldn't tell if the man was circumcised or not. They couldn't even get their lie right. But they destroyed his image and continued to destroy it without even retracting. Why? They forced Michael Jackson to pay $22 million. Now look at that number, 22. That's like an Illuminati number, 1111. Michael had to pay this to his accusers for destroying his life. He had to pay his accusers $22 million to destroy his life. He had to pay for his own destruction. Now let me make sure you understand that. They paid this lying serpent off with Michael Jackson's own money. They said, we're going to pay you to destroy his career, and we're going to do it with Michael's money. They lied about Michael in 1993 and admitted it in 2009 after the man was dead. Now ask yourself a question. How come the media did not go crazy over this story? How come they didn't were like, oh my goodness. He confessed. We have to find it on the internet, looking on the news and in the back channels and people that are fans of his, and then they tell us what's going on. But yet they don't want to give us the satisfaction of knowing that we that supported Michael knew that he did not do these things that they accused him of doing, especially back then. The confession of the boy saying that his father made him do it. Okay? All of this from the most famous entertainer in history. He was innocent. Now, even after 2003, the case 2003, that was even found to be a bunch of BS. And even then, they still did not retract. The media is responsible for making this world wonder if Michael Jackson is gay or a child molester. The media should rebuild what they have destroyed. Now ask yourself this question and research this question. Who owns the media? Who has always owned the media? These reporters in the media can look on YouTube and see Michael's with plenty of women in the past. They got videos of him with people. Whitney Houston being one of them. Do you think this is newsworthy? Michael Jackson dating Whitney Houston? We can see how the only underage people Michael might have been with was probably some female groupies. Okay? But if they arrest Michael Jackson for being with some underage female groupies, then that ain't gonna be, not gonna sting as hard if it's like a 13-year-old boy. Now, as we're looking on YouTube and we're seeing these different videos, and we don't know how real they are, but they show Michael Jackson with, you know, kissing these these underage women, you know, on his show, right? But if they would have said, we had to arrest him because he was kissing, you know, an underage woman, they would have to arrest Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith, Rolling Stones, The Beatles, and every other overage musician that has a fan between the ages of 13 and 45, because most of all these men out here are messing around with these underage girls. It's part of the music business. Now, I would not be surprised if they use one of these young girls to describe Michael's private parts, if you think about it, right? This is probably how they frame Michael. If Michael did have an affair, I ain't putting nothing on Michael, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to create, you got to think of all these different scenarios on how they, you know, behind the scenes, how did they actually scare Michael into thinking that something was wrong? They're like, oh, we know about your private part. How did they know about these things? Was there an underage girl really involved in this that they asked and to describe his private part? We don't know. We don't know. Okay? We don't know. Now, Michael Jackson had the chop choice of the finest women on the planet. Okay? I believe Michael Jackson is a straight black man. And he is trying to protect an image that was created for him by those that destroyed him. Now, what do I mean by that? Michael's image was created. Michael Jackson, you know, he's a musician. He has been dating groupies since he was a teenager, right? Now, we don't know this for sure because we haven't seen it, but now as we're looking at these videos, we can kind of, as we're older, we can put two and two together. He's a magician. Groupies are probably all over the place. You know, you got Brooke Shields. He married Elvis Presley's daughter. You know, it's like, but he had to protect that image. He had to protect that image, like, you know, Mickey Mouse, Disney, and, you know, he had to, they built this image for Michael as he grew older, because he went from, like, soul to Thriller, and then to the whole Mickey Mouse thing. And then they took that Mickey Mouse image and then put in there the destruction by saying, oh, look, these kids, pedophilia. And now they destroyed our thought on Michael Jackson based on all this. Now, I hope people are understanding what I'm trying to say here. Okay? Because after they arrested Michael and they basically lynched him in the media, they now have this powerful man under their thumb. They put him in their control. Okay? Now, we're going to take a third look at Michael and his Heal the World Foundation to better understand why they had to destroy him. Okay? Now, keep in mind, everything that I say is speculation. okay? But it's something that needs to be analyzed and thought about, because, like I said, they built Michael. They built him. He was worth hundreds of millions of dollars for them. Why would you destroy this product when the story wasn't even true? He has to pay $22 million out of his pocket. And then the guy that actually accused him admits that his father forced him to lie. And the supposed smoking gun, which would have been Michael's private parts, the doctor, could not make a proper diagnosis to tell if Michael Jackson was circumcised or not. Hello. Now, I wonder if this was a Jewish doctor. Because if he is a Jewish doctor and he cannot tell if Michael Jackson was circumcised, he's in the wrong profession. Because they've been circumcising people since the time of Egypt. And you can't tell if a man's circumcised or not. Okay, Heal the World Foundation. What was his mission? Jackson founded the charity in 1992, naming it after his hit song, Heal the World. The purpose of the charity was to provide medicine to children and to fight world hunger, homelessness, child exploitation, and abuse. Jackson stated that he wanted to improve the conditions for children throughout the world. The foundation also brought underprivileged children to Jackson's Neverland Ranch, located outside Santa Ynez, California, to go on theme park rides that Jackson had built on the property after he purchased it in 1988. Okay? Now keep this in mind. The media portrayed this theme park as a fantasy of pedophilia. Remember? Media up there doing this to this man. And Yahushua called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Neverland Ranch was built on the principles of Matthew 18:1-6. Michael Jackson listened to Allah and was doing the work of Allah. Those that own the media called Michael Jackson's work pedophilia. And who shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believeth in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and that he was drowned in the depths of the sea. So now Michael's image is destroyed by lies. The Heal the World Foundation is no longer effective because the media has destroyed it. Now, after all of this, in February 2001, Michael Jackson launches Heal the Kids. It is it's like a initiative of, a second attempt from Heal the World Foundation. Part of this foundation's attempt is to boost children's welfare. He's like, okay, I'm just going to try it again. Heal the kids. It's to boost children's welfare. Jackson launches a charity initiative stating, Heal the Kids will help adults and parents realize it is in our power to change the world, our children's lives. Okay? Now, it says here, in Jackson's speech he gives to Oxford University about raising children as part of the launch of his Heal the Kids initiative. In the speech, Jackson spoke rhetorically of his children, Michael states, he says, What if they grew older and resent me, and how may choices impact their youth? Why weren't we given a normal childhood like all the other children? And at that moment, I pray that my children will give me the benefit of the doubt, that they will say to themselves, our daddy did the best he could, given the unique circumstances he faced. I hope that they will focus on the positive things, on the sacrifices I willingly made for them. Okay? Now, Michael did not quit. He didn't quit. How many of us, I mean, it's 2001, how many of us would still try to heal the world after the world you tried to heal turned against you? Michael said, I can't heal this world, but I refuse to let this world make me turn my back on our kids. In 2001, Michael Jackson created the organization called Heal the Kids. Okay. Now, listen to what follows. After he creates his foundation, this is what happens. In 2002, the Heal the World Foundation was suspended after failing to file yearly accounting statements required for tax-exempt organization. Records show that the foundation had net assets of $3,542 and reported $2,585 in expenses. The foundation did not have a director, president, or other top manager besides Jackson, who was listed as chairman. Beginning in May 2002, Jackson allowed a documentary film crew led by British TV personality Martin Bashar to follow him around just about everywhere he went. Bashar's film crew was with Jackson during the baby dangling incident in Berlin. The program was broadcast in March 2003 as Living with Michael Jackson and painted an extraordinarily unflattering portrait of the singer. Okay? I understand. Michael Jackson let this man, Martin Bashar, into his home. He let a pawn of the British monarchy, which is the present seat of power. So basically, he let Satan into his house, and Satan did what Satan does. Satan lied. Okay? This is why I keep telling you to know your enemy. The broadcast series that I did in 2011 called Rise of the Black Messiah is a three-part series that explains the CIA and FBI demonic attacks on black leaders. Rise of the Black Messiah, The Hidden Hand, Rise of the Black Messiah, Pawns and Rebels, and Rise of the Black Messiah, Know Your Enemy explains why the CIA and the FBI created COINTELPRO. This suppressive propaganda program, Rise of the Black Messiah, was created under J. Edgar Hoover to destroy unity between black people in America and black people in Africa. In 1978, the National Security Council Interdepartmental Group for Africa under Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski created the National Security Council Memorandum 46 to accomplish the same goal. So therefore, Michael Jackson, being a black man, falls into this category. He falls under these memorandums. He falls under COINTELPRO. Okay? Because many of us have to understand, any black man is a target in this. I'm a target. You a target. We targets. Okay, they destroyed the Black Power movement. They got rid of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. It's part of the program. is the method of operations, the MO. But the thing is, it did not work. Because we listened to Michael Jackson. And we're still speaking about Michael Jackson. And if we are immune to what they tried to do to him, then not only will it backfire, we will get strength in knowing what this beast has done and learned how this beast works. And I want to say something so I don't forget. A lot of us are now starting to get together and we're starting to form our groups, and we want to start to create more, like, more movements that will push change, because we're waking up to the New World Order, which is really good. But we have to keep in mind that although COINTELPRO was exposed, does not mean that it is not still in play. Okay? Although Memorandum 46 was exposed, does not mean that it is still in play. We do not have the power to change the law. Not just as fragmented as we are, because the Democratic Party was already taken over. We have a two-party system, the Democrats and the Republicans, and black people are just running towards the Democrats without having any understanding of how politics works. So when they expose these programs, we can complain about it, but we can't do anything about it because we do not have any economic power, because we don't control how our economics are spent. We don't have any political power because we are in political parties in which they tell us to be in. And we're running behind Barack Obama just because he is half black. And I say half, not full, because he is not doing anything for us. And I blame it on the fact that he has no connection to his blackness. He has no connection to his Hebrew roots. Or he is so highly controlled based on maybe something he did in the past that he can't do anything. But we shouldn't put all this on Obama, because Obama is just a puppet, just like Bush, just like Clinton, just like all of them. They needed Obama the black puppet because they need to go into Africa and take the resources and make sure they keep us silent so we do not wake up. Give us a little bit of cookies, little crumbs, so we can be satisfied on those crumbs and be happy that there's a black man in office while he is used so they can destroy Africa and take those $24 trillion worth of resources in the Congo alone. COINTELPRO, Memorandum 46, Group for Africa under Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, they're still alive, it's still in play. Okay? So, Michael Jackson. I ask you to, like, once again, go to Rise of the Black Messiah. Get all three of those broadcasts I did, download them, you know, listen to them, do the research. I got broadcast on paper. They're all documented. Listen and learn. Know your enemy. We are at war here. We are at war. Now, I'm going to continue. Martin Bashar, and it reads, in a particular controversial scene, Jackson was seen holding hands and discussing sleeping arrangement with a young boy. As soon as the documentary aired, the Santa Barbara County Attorney's Office began a criminal investigation. Jackson was arrested in November 2003 and was charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering an intoxicant agent in relation to the 13-year-old boy who is shown in the film. Jackson denied the allegations, saying the sleepovers were not sexual in nature. The People v. Jackson trial began on January 31, 2005 in Santa Maria, California, and lasted 5 months until the end of May. On June 13, 2005, Jackson was acquitted on all accounts. He was acquitted on all accounts. Okay, now, can you see? They're using the blueprint. Here we go again. 2001, Michael Jackson starts another foundation. Think about it. Here's a timeline again. Here's a timeline. I mean, we got to look at the pattern. In 1993, Heal the World Foundation. 1992, Heal the World Foundation. 1993, accusations from a 13-year-old boy. 2001, Heal the Kids Foundation. Right? 2003, another accusation, the same thing, a 13-year-old boy. Puts this man through hell, and then he's acquitted. All right? In 2002, Heal the World Foundation loses its tax exemption. In 2003, once again, a 13-year-old boy accuses Michael Jackson of pedophilia. Right? Now, has any of you heard of the Heal the Kids organization in the media? I haven't heard it. I haven't looked this up. The most famous performer of all time can't even promote his greatest achievement, unity, love, and awareness for the most innocent members of our society, our children. Now, why did they destroy Michael Jackson? And who are they? These questions can only be answered if you understand how this system works. You cannot assassinate the character of a person if you do not control the media. You have to be a very powerful person. You have to be in a very powerful position to decide the money you would lose not exposing him versus the money you are getting. So this goes beyond just Sony. Okay? Because this is all a calculated attack. Because there are people that did things. Jimmy Savile. We got Jimmy Savile in London. This man is molesting women on TV. You see the videos. He is rubbing shoulders with the British monarchy. This is a child molester. Child molester. Not in the news. In the news for a short while. On YouTube. Child molester. But yet, they decided to let him go. And he's guilty. Raping people in hospitals that can't even walk. Look it up. But yet Michael Jackson lynched his brother, and on both incidents, he is acquitted. But yet they destroyed his life. Who controls the media? Who controls the media? Now, having a profound understanding of this will lead you in only one direction, and that direction is the military-industrial complex. Why? Because we are at war, and the Hebrew is in the crosshairs. Michael was too big of a threat in order for this system to survive. They had to destroy all threats. Okay? Michael was too big of a threat. They had to destroy him They have to destroy all threats. You cannot have a black man speaking about healing the world, holding hands across America. You cannot have a black man waking up African Americans about the need for us to look at Africa. What if we start to pay attention and notice the slavery that still exists on the continent? What if we made the connections between the World Bank, IMF, the Central Bank, and African poverty? You cannot have a black man getting the world motivated to feed Africa. How can you rob a country when everyone is looking right at you? $24 trillion worth of rare minerals and oil in the Congo equals Get Kony 2012. Remember that? So my point is, if Michael Joe Jackson was permitted without interruption to make it to motivate the world to save Africa, there would not be hunger in Africa. By now, Africa would have a clean, welcoming image. African Americans would be traveling to Africa. We would speak to our people about our history. We would match stories. We would find out that we are Hebrews, and the system of Zionism would fall like a cheap stack of cards. I know this because it speaks of this in Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. Read it. Black people are going to come together. We are going to communicate with our families in Africa and all over the world. This world is destroyed because this military is not letting go of its control. So Allah is going to have to destroy them. Now, if you read Revelation 9, you will see the whole story. Okay? Now, here's something interesting that you should know about the Sony Music industry. Okay, Sony Music Entertainment is the child of American Record Corporation. Sony Music Entertainment owns RCA Records, Columbia Records, and Epic Records. RCA was acquired by General Electric in 1929 and became BMG Music in 2004, and now BMG is called Sony BMG. The same structure of control it had since 1929. Now, why am I mentioning this? Why am I mentioning this? Well, because we are going to show you that the military-industrial complex, okay, is the music industry. It's just an arm. The music industry has always been a part of the propaganda arm of the military. During World War II, they controlled most of the airways. General Electric is a major player in war, and in the music industry, it was during World War II. Okay? We see how they contributed to the Nazis. This should get your radar up. If you read Anthony Sutton's book, you see this connection. Okay. Now, was the invention of the radio for entertainment or war? You ask the question. Why did they invent the radio? Was it for entertainment or was it for war? If you understand that the radio was a tool of war, then you will begin to understand who is responsible for Michael Jackson's death. The military-industrial complex uses death as their business model. Now, this should not be a surprise, because this is the system of the beast. Know your enemy. Know your enemy. Know your enemy. I speak of this in a previous broadcast connecting RCA with the Circle group. Remember Circle? It's like Circle. And think about Circle as like the snake eating the snake's tail. It's like a circle. Destruction, new beginning. That's what that serpent means. It's a serpent. Serpent eating its tail. They believe right now, they don't care what I say. They ain't concerned about what I say because they believe that this is part of the plan of their destruction. But what they don't know is that this is their last go-around. Their last go-around. You're going to eat your tail and you're going to eat, and that's the last time you're going to eat it. This is it. The Circle Group, the Circle Sotico Defense Services, the future controllers of the coming prison grid on the planet. This is is connected to RCA, RCA connected to Sony, Columbia Records. It's all connected. They're setting up the prison grid. This is why these Illuminati and all these people are throwing up their Illuminati signs like the gang members. Now, if you search Circle on YouTube, if you are not familiar with this company, I suggest you do a search. It's S-E-R-C-O. Do a deep search and realize how powerful these people are. They are making their moves as I speak. Circle is a major controller of the military-industrial complex. Now, the question is, how can Radio Corporation of America, RCA, through its British subsidiary, become Circle, the most powerful corporation we never heard of? Well, to find this answer, we have to look at the history and the founders of this major recording company. Or this recording corporation. Now, I'm going to go over a little bit of history of RCA. Okay? Because we gotta tie this together. Now, I do not have any fear in what they will do to me for exposing this. Because their crimes have reached the heavens. Their crimes have reached. They have reached the ears of Allah. And this world really cannot survive at this present state. These demons are trying to control the four elements: earth, wind, fire, and air. They are trying to control the earth through Monsanto and the seed. Monsanto and the seed. They are trying to control the air by saying that the world is overpopulated, global warming, we need to tax you on what you breathe. Earth, wind. They're trying to control the water. They did this with Bechtel, remember, in Peru? In India, they're trying to control the water of the earth. The water. The water. Bottling water up and selling it. I seen a movie called The Dark Truth by Forrest Whitaker and Andy Garcia. Look at that movie because they are trying to tell us what's going on. Very good movie. And fire. The fourth element. How are they controlling fire? That's energy. Burning up oil. Burning up oil that's been in the ground. All the old dinosaurs and fossil fuels, burn it up. That's fire. Trying to control fuel. When there are alternative fuels that we can use if we released ourselves from the grip of this damn serpent. The four elements: earth, wind, fire, and water. All given to us from Allah. Because it is free. It is free, but if they can control all these elements, they can control us. And that's what they're doing right now. And Monsanto is a perfect example of that. And Monsanto is the arm of the military-industrial complex. Are you starting to see? Now, who founded the Recording Corporation? Like I mentioned before, RCA was a creation of war, In 1914, the German Empire declared war on France and Belgium, which led the world into the First World War in 1917. In 1917, we are told that the United States government took charge of all the patents owned by the major companies involved in radio manufacturing and the use to devote radio technology to the war effort. Okay? Now, the real reason was to stop the freedom of speech. All production of radio equipment was allocated to the United States Army, U.S. Navy, U.S. Marine Corps, and the U.S. Coast Guard. The War Department and the Navy Department sought to maintain a federal monopoly on all use of radio technology. Now, think about this. If you can understand who instigated this war, you will understand how evil this plan was. The wartime takeover of all radio systems ended in late 1918, when the United States Congress failed to pass a bill which would have extended this monopoly. The war ended in November of that year. Okay? Now, I have a question. Did the war end because they couldn't pass the bill? Huh? Did the war end because people kept their freedom of speech? On the 8th of April, 1919, Naval Admiral W.H.G. Bullard and Captain Stanford C. Hopper met with executives of the General Electric Corporation, GE, and asked them to discontinue selling the company's Alexandrian alternators used in high-powered AM radio transmitters of that era to the British-owned Marconi Company and to its subsidiary, the Marconi Wireless Telegraph Company of America. The proposal presented by the government was that if GE created an American-owned radio company, then the Army and the Navy would effect a monopoly of long-distance radio communications via this company. This marked the beginning of a series of negotiations through which GE would buy the American Marconi Company and then incorporate what would be called the Radio Corporation of America. Okay? So now we have to meditate on this information. GE, the most powerful company on the planet, in 1919, this is a long ass time ago, 1919, almost 100 years ago, owns RCA, and GE contributed to the Nazis. Now, does anybody see a problem here? GE's an old company. Now, I want people to really think about this. The Nazis did not lose the war. They did not lose the war. The Nazis instigated, funded, and controlled every aspect of World War I and World War II. You say, wait a minute, the Nazis weren't around in World War I. The Nazis came around in World War II. See now, who exactly are the Nazis? Now, that's for another discussion. But the elite that control the world today, they have been in power for centuries. Centuries. Okay? You have to understand this. General Electric, RCA, Westinghouse, Electric Corporation, American Telephone, and Telegraph, AT&T, National Broadcasting Company, NBC, and United Fruit Company can all be traced back to World War II. All these corporations. We have read about the ties between the Central Intelligence Agency, George Bush, and United Fruit Company. We have read about the connections between Prescott Bush and the funding of the Nazis. Now, how many times can you hear about these links, ignore the significance of it? This is how they took control of the media. We are being ruled by Nazis, mafiosos, demons, and war criminals. I mean, there's no need to fear it, because it is what it is. This is the mafia. It's the mafia. It's criminals. Criminals are in control. Admit it. Okay, they're in control. Now, what are we going to do about it? What can we do about it? Because this is the reality. The Nazis did not lose the war. Project Paperclip. They in office right now. Still ruling stuff. I watched this program today on the apartheid. And when you look at this apartheid movement, you see that they're the first ones that did a boycott on not riding the buses, and we then did that here. The same exact system of oppression was set up in South Africa and duplicated in the United States of America. Listen to Rise of the Black Messiah. I speak about this. Jim Crow and apartheid. Jim Crow and the apartheid. How is it that during this time that they can communicate and create a duplicate system of oppression of our people in South Africa and in the United States of America called Jim Crow? And the only way we get out of that starting is by a boycott, the same type of boycott that they did in South Africa. Walking around calling people boss. Yes, boss. Yes, boss. You know, you listen to the broadcast, they say stuff like, is the black man inferior to the white man? Yes, boss. Boss. Massa. Yes, massa. Boss, massa. Brother, man, sister, woman, get off your knees. Get off your knees. It's time to get mad. It's time to replace that fear with anger. Uncontrollable anger. But righteous anger. Understanding that Yah is in control. Understanding that you are a Hebrew of the seed of Jacob. Do not forget what they have done to our ancestors. Honor thy mother and thy father, for thy days grow old in the land. All praise Yah. They killed hundreds of millions of our people. They continue to enslave our people on the continent of Africa. 2007, 2012, people are still enslaved in those 54 states of Africa. One of those states still have slaves, and they still live like slaves. The Akdam are begging, call the untouchable. In Zimbabwe, when Mugabe tries to separate himself from the rule of Europe, they destroy that country and say he destroyed it when they have created a system of oppression and sanctions that nobody can get out of. And when Gaddafi tries to create a lifeline to us, they kill him, his family, and go around killing Africans. Mugabe says a speech to the United Nations and tells them of their crimes and how they abused the United Nations, which they set up in 1945. The 67th Council, exposing what they have done, and the media ignores it. This is what we face. They create a system of apartheid in South Africa, and a system of Jim Crow here. This is the reality. The Nazis are here. And now I'm here in Sweden, and I'm seeing the same system being set up. Africans clueless, not having worked, roaming around. I better keep talking, or I'm going, this broadcast is going to be too long. I have no fear because I am so frustrated. I have no fear because my mind knows what they have done to us. I have no fear because I know they are in control. I have no fear because if I do not talk and I do not say what is going on, then they will continue to do it forever. The solution is not to just talk and get together and talk about Sabbath, running around calling ourselves Israel, not doing the proper researches, wearing a star, a mullet, calling on crazy guys that we don't know nothing of. I'd rather us not even be religious because we are falling into the same trap of Christianity, binding ourselves like fools to ignorance when we have the opportunity to come together under Allah, speak with one voice, and demand that justice be served for what they have done to us. What they have done to us. Now, how many times can we hear about these links of the Nazis ignore the significance? This is how they took control of the media. We are being ruled by Nazis, mafiosos, demons, and war criminals. Now, how do we tie all this together? How does this relate to the death of Michael Jackson? Who murdered Michael? Those who murdered Michael Jackson are those that are threatened by anyone that can interrupt their control grid. Anyone that can interfere with their poverty plan laid out by the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the Central Bank. The control grid is empowered by poverty. Healing and feeding the world is not part of the hidden elite's business model. They control all of us through debt, and they created this debt. A person like Michael Jackson, who is the son of a Jehovah's Witness, is a major threat to the demonic, satanic New World Order. Michael has tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of fans. They had to destroy Michael's image to get him under their control because he was too big of a threat. Okay? Now I'm going to take a break and then I'm going to finish up on this broadcast. I ask that you record this and download it because you don't know. They might take it off. They might think this is just too much. Oh, that's just too much. He's saying too much. We got to take it off. We got to take it off. And if you know they're taking it off, then that means that it's a threat. And if they take it off, then you know that it's hurting them. And if it's hurting them, you know where their weakness is. And if you know where their weakness is, you got to exploit it. Open it up. Because their strength is their image. Their strength is their image by pretending that they are the Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov, but they are not the Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. They are of the synagogue of Satan. How can you say you are of the creator of this world when you are destroying the world? You trying to control earth, wind, fire, and water. All these are free, created by the earth for its creation. Whether it be a bumblebee, whether it be a tree, whether it be a man, a lion, an ape, whatever creation that is using the things that the earth has given for free, you are trying to sell to control. How do you bottle water and sell it? How do you charge people to breathe? How do you charge somebody for energy that can be easily created? How do you charge somebody for the seed that creates itself? All things have a seed. Why are you trying to control the seed? So these people, these Zionists that pretend they are the Hebrews, obviously are lying. So if they are lying, then who are the true Hebrews? Who are the ones that the world has needed? Okay, I'm going to take a quick break, then I'm going to finish up.
Today, we stand together all around the world, joined in a common purpose to remake the planet into a haven of joy and understanding and goodness. No one should have to suffer, especially our children. This time, we must succeed. This is for the children of the world.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to go a little deeper into this broadcast, okay? Now, in order to understand this broadcast, we are going to have to go deeper into who we are. Now, if you're a regular listener of Signs and Wonders, this is not new. But if you are new to my broadcast, then you will learn why Michael Jackson relates to what I teach and why it is important to know, one, who your enemy is, and to know, two, our history. To know our history as Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. Okay? That is to, one, know who your enemy is, and two, to know our history. Now, this is very important, but it takes a lot of research and patience and humility, you know, because we've been through a lot. All right, now, the Jews are not true Hebrews. Now, that's a very bold statement, but it's also a statement that must be analyzed. What do I mean by this? The Jews are not true Hebrews, and this fact is known to those at the top. They know this fact, because all you have to do is go back in history and check it out and look at it. The conflicts that we are going through today is because people do not know this fact. They don't know this fact. The Jews are not true Hebrews, and those at the top know it because they are converts from way back in 200 BC. 200 BC, before Common Era, as they say, Common Era, before Christ, before 33 AD, before BC, okay? Now, when you do your research, you will see that King Herod, who is known as the King of Judea, was the King of the Jews. Now, this is very important. King Herod, the King of Judea, was the King of the Jews. He was king because of the conversion of his ancestors, the Edomites. Oh, the Edomites. The Edomites and the Nabateans, okay, or the Nabateans, I think it's properly stated, the Nabateans, are the ones who claim to represent Judaism during the time of Muhammad, peace be upon him, okay, and also Ali, peace be upon him, is during the time of their message, which was around 600 AD, Common Era, okay? Around this time, between 600 and 700 AD, we have the Nabateans, who were the offspring of the Edomites, okay? Who were the ancestors of the Edomites during the time of the conversion, who converted to Judaism at 200 BC. So that's like 800 years later. Now we have Jews in the land of Petra, okay, down towards, on the continent where we see as Saudi Arabia. In this area, we have the Edomites, Nabateans, which are the Arabs, okay, so now we have a mixture between the Edomites, Nabateans, who are known as Arabs, which are the Jews that converted into Judaism 200 BC. All right, now I know I went through a lot to explain that, but I had to, okay? The Nabateans became Jews and Muslims for financial gain. They took over the message of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and controlled the religion of Islam, and in 740 AD, the Khazars converted as well. The Khazars, the Edomites. Now, none of these are the true Hebrew people of Ayah. The Khazarians, the Khazars, were taken over by the people of Rush. Russians. The Russians, okay? Which are the, they call the Varagians. Okay, the Varagians. The Varagians became the powerful people of the Rurik dynasty. The Rurik dynasty is the root of the Tsars of Russia. This is the core of the royal house of Europe. You got to understand this, because the Khazars had the money. The Khazarians are there. They're taken over by the Tsars of Russia. Now we have all of this integrating into the royal house of Europe. Now, since they trace their bloodline all the way back to 200 BC, the conversion, this is how we get the royal bloodline. This is why they're so concerned about the bloodline. Everything I'm telling you here today can be verified. Okay? I'm just going over it really quick. But you can take the words that I say, look up the Rurik dynasty, R-U-R-I-K dynasty. Check out the Khazars, K-H-A-Z-A-R-S, Khazars. Look at the history. Trace the roots back. Go all the way back to the Edomites, and you'll see that he is right. 200 B.C., there was a conversion. This can be seen in the Book of Maccabees. I speak about this on the broadcast. Okay? Document it. These aren't my words. This is history. I'm just telling you history. Now, keep in mind, because these bloodlines are intermarrying, right, power marries power. The sons of kings marry the sons of kings. The house of Habsburgs mixed with the house of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha. See? Saxe-Coburg and Gotha. And they mix with the house of Oldenburg of Scandinavia. The house of Oldenburg mixed with the house of Romanov, which is of the Rurik dynasty. Okay? The Rurik dynasty, which is Rush, which took over the Khazars. Took all that money. And you know they took the women. Right? So do we go back from the Khazars? Where did the Khazars come from? During the time of the Uthmayan dynasty, when Abu Bakr, Omar, and Uthman took over the message of Muhammad, then you have the Khazars in that area as well decided to convert into Judaism rather than Islam. But that's just an offspring from the Edomites, who converted into Judaism 200 B.C., who aren't even of the proper tribe, aren't even of the seed of Yaakov. These are Edomites. These are Nabataeans. These are Arabs. They mixed in with the Greeks and the Romans while they had us enslaved. So you got to keep going back. After 200 B.C., they wrote our history because they took our culture. Not even the average Jew knows his history. You got to dig this up. You got to dig it up. Okay? So, the house of Oldenburg mixed with the house of Romanov, which is of the Rurik dynasty. Why do you think that nearly all of the first prime ministers of Israel came from the Russian Empire? How can they claim anti-Semitism when they know they are Indo-European? The Germanic tribes, these are all Indo-Europeans. They have nothing to do with Semitic people. The only Semitic people that they can say they belong to legitimately is after the Arabs through Esau mixed in and raped the indigenous people of the lands that they occupied. So they have hints of the Semitic blood in them, but they aren't wholly Semitic as they are trying to portray themselves to be. How can they claim anti-Semitism when Yiddish is a Germanic Indo-European language? Germans are a European people. Germans are of the line of Ashkenazi. The Ashkenazis lied about being Semitic. They are from the line of Japheth. This is found in your Torah. This is why they tried to keep us from reading for so long, because they knew we would read the truth. The Khazars are Indo-European from the Caucasus. They are also the Turks of the Ottoman Empire. The Jews became the Jews out of conflict and self-conversion. The Jews became the Jews when they knew it would be an advantage in the world of trade. This is why the Jews are merchants. Usury is illegal in Christianity and Islam. This world is destroyed because of this lie. The demons of the bottomless pit have been busy for a long, long time. Now, my people, the true seed of Yaakov, I want you to listen to me very clearly. The line of Japheth is where you will find the people called the Hyksos. The Edomites can also be traced to this line, but they claim to be Hebrew through creative writing and rewriting. The Khazars are also of the line of Japheth, who became the people of Rush, the Varangians, who intermarried with the British monarchy we see today. The royal house of the Habsburgs and the German Austrian nobility known as the Rothschilds are the Ashkenazis and the Sephardic so-called Germanic Jews we see today. This is fact. This is truth. This is history. This is their history. This is their history written down. How the hell is somebody going to find it? So their forefathers decided to convert to Judaism a long time ago. When they did this, they committed a crime. Not only did they steal our story, our history, and our purpose, which is the most important, because if they claim to be of the seed of Ayah, then that means that they have to do the work that Ayah has appointed them to do. And that work was not to create usury to enslave the world. Okay? That work was not to control water, air, fire, and wind. You cannot control what Ayah has given to us to live on this earth peaceably. But they took our purpose and created usury. They have stolen the gift from Ayah to this world. They have painted a negative picture of our Creator for this world to see that is not real. They have stolen from Ayah to create the world you see today. They hid his name from this world. They hid his people from this world for 30 pieces of silver. They did all of this with F-E-A-R, fear, false evidence appearing real. They are not real. They are fake. They are the ones who should fear, because we are the truth and we represent Ayah, and Ayah is their destruction. As stated in Revelations 2:9, I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know thy blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, but ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Now, I want you to notice something if you read Revelations 2:9. and 10, okay? If you read these two verses. Now, I decided not to read the 10 days because, like, if you read this verse, you notice that I left out the 10 days. Now, why'd I leave out the 10 days? Well, because there's more to this book in Revelations. See, unfortunately, the liar has rewritten our story, okay? And whenever we see, like, different numbers in scriptures, now we have to keep our minds up, because knowing the story of the 1611 writing, when we have John Dee's and Queen Elizabeth and Sir Francis Bacon and the Jesuits, the whole controversy revolving around Christianity at this time was basically built on a spy network, and there is a lot of hidden things written into the Bible because of this spy network. Okay, so when we read scriptures now, we can take certain things in there and apply them to our lives, but there's a lot of things that we have to have both eyes open to, because he deceived the whole world, and he deceived the whole world through religion. And religion means to bind yourself ritualistically to a system, a culture. This is why it was so easy to take over Africa, because we are ritualistically bound to their culture and their practices that are outside of ours. But it does not mean that we cannot find Allah, and it does not mean that we shall not follow the Ten Commandments or obey them, because if you think about it, if you just meditate, those Ten Commandments are naturally a part of you anyway. You don't want to steal from anybody unless you're starving. You don't want to cheat on your brother's wife. A long time ago, from my understanding, the culture was that men had multiple wives, and that was the way it was. There was no need for cheating. And the women were okay with that, I think. But we don't know, because everything is messed up. But the commandments that we read can easily be applied. So when I'm reading this, when I leave out the 10 days, okay, when it says 10 days, it's like saying 10,000, 10,000. And when you say 10,000, like 10,000 years or 10,000, 10 is like, it's an ancient Asian philosophy. It means an unspecific amount of time. It can also mean forever, because death is final for some, right? Because, you know, when they throw us in prison, there ain't no 10 days. You in jail. That's forever. If they can keep you in there, you ain't got no lawyer, forget about it. Now, like I said, because usurpers have rewritten our story, you have heard the religion of the liar. Every Hebrew that is listening to, every Hebrew that is listening today, and the ones that I sent this email to, okay, you have a duty to tell our story. It is our purpose. I advise you to listen to the broadcast I did on May 1st called Revelations, the True Meaning of the Name Zion. And when you hear what I am saying, you will know the truth. Now, I mention all of this to explain to you that you do not need to fear them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Do you fear Satan? Do you fear Satan? And I say the name Satan, even though I know that there is a different name to apply there. But in order for me to communicate, I have to say Satan. Because you have been programmed to fear Satan. You have been programmed to know that you can walk over Satan. You have been programmed to know Satan ain't nothing compared to you. You have been programmed to know that in the name of Jesus, Satan will disappear. You see, but Jesus is Yahushua. Yahshua was 160 B.C. Yahshua came from Ayah. And Ayah is you because in your spirit is the breath of Ayah. So no matter what name Satan decides to deceive you with, the truth is that you have the power over him regardless. All praise Ayah. The core of Christianity tells you not to fear Satan. So why do you fear him when he lies and claims he is a Jew? But what do I mean by that? Well, it says they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. So if they're making that equation to the to this artificial converter, then why fear him? Why fear him? Why fear him? You have the spirit of Ayah in you. They fear you. They are trembling. I can guarantee you, the words that I speak right now got these people shaking in their boots because they know it's the truth. Now, if the Jews pretending to be our friend, creating the NAACP, leading the marches for social change in our poor communities, holding high political positions of power in Democratic parties, thereby controlling the black politicians via the boule, their archons. If they are always in control of our entertainment careers, sports careers, business careers, and even our welfare, then fear is not the proper emotion. Okay? Fear is not the proper motion because we have given up all our power to people that do not have our best interest at heart. Now, like I said before, not every Jew is privy to this information. Not every Jew understands what I'm saying. They, the majority of them, have been deceived just like you and I. They're pawns. Just like you and I, they are placed in a position to control us. But it's like you have a inner circle, and then an outer circle, and then an outer circle from that circle, and an outer circle from that circle. And each circle has its own information, but it all accomplishes the goal because we are in the center of that control. Okay? Now, when you look at the state of black people all over this planet, the starvation in Africa, hundreds of years of slavery, destruction of our countries, and see how it has all been manipulated to keep you away from Ayah, then fear is not the proper emotion. I believe fear will be the last thing on your mind. The proper emotion should be anger and rage and outrage. Our enemy has destroyed us right in front of our eyes. The truth is, the Nazis won World War II. If you spend a little time researching, you will see the money, power, technology, and secrets, okay? All this, the money, the power, technology, and secrets were taken all over the world, okay? They were taken down to South America. They're taking United States of America. You know, they were kept in Europe, and you know damn well they were taken down in Africa. Okay, all those secrets and technologies. They were spread out within the monarchies, right? Now, if the Nazis were defeated during World War II, right? Then what's going on with Prince Philip? All right? By now you should know Prince Philip is, he's a Nazi. You know he's a Nazi. He's a member of the Nazi Party. You go to WhoNet, HebrewsWakeUp.com. I got a file on there. You link to it and you'll see it. Go to the research section. And in the research area, you'll find links to it. Okay? Let me actually make sure I give a proper, because I got so much on my website that I kind of forget where links, what it's called. It's called, go to the link called Nepotism equals Capitalism and Communism. Okay? Now, how many of y'all remember when Harry, the grandson of Philip, was wearing a damn Nazi uniform? Wearing a Nazi uniform. Now they got this child man running around Africa trying to pretend he ain't no Nazi. Trying to soften up that image that we all seen. And also, like I said, this is what is it? Saxe Coburg Gotha? The same one that was chopping off our hands in the Congo, Leopold II? Did you forget? So, was Harry wearing his grandfather's uniform to the party? Huh? Got him running around Africa hugging babies. Is he trying to rebury the family secret? Top corporations on Wall Street supported the Nazis. This is no longer secret. It is fact. The great joke is that the Nazis are at the core of Zionism. Let me repeat that. The great joke is that the Nazis are at the core of Zionism. It should be called Lionism, because it is a huge lie. The Jew is not a true Hebrew. The Jew is a German. Okay? It's a Germanic person. It is a Germanic Indo-European. Look up the where Yiddish comes from. Yiddish don't come from the Semitic tribes. Yiddish is a Indo-European language. Look it up. This is a fact. Real ancient Hebrews are not Jews. Now, this sounds confusing, but we lack understanding. Our biblical, we lack understanding because our biblical history, like I always say in my broadcast since 2009, my first broadcast were the Usurpers series. Go over the Usurpers series. I did it in 2009. I speak about the history on how this occurred. Okay? Now, we have a lack of understanding of our biblical history. The Hebrew came out of Egypt a long time ago. The Hebrew came out of Egypt a long time ago. When you do proper research on this subject, you will see that our story was changed into his story. The victors of war can write and rewrite history. Okay? The victors of war can write and rewrite history. Now, how do you know you are reading truth when your slave master is telling you the story? We have been uprooted and abused for the past 560 years by all of Europe and American nations. Not once did any of these nations try to make amends. Now, why do I say 560 years? Because 1452 to 2013, that's 561 years and counting. $24 trillion worth of rare minerals and oil in the Congo is the only time Africa is on their mind. They don't give a damn about Africa. They care about their resources. It is time for us to wake up and see. Unity is bad business for the global elite. Okay? That's why what I'm saying is dangerous. And I'm not even saying we should be violent. That's not the answer. Don't pick up a gun unless it's in self-defense. Pick up a stick of brick and break a knee, like I said before, if they want to try to throw you in the FEMA camp. But we need to unify. Stop arguing with your brother, unify. Stop arguing with your sister, unify. Just unify. Start talking, start communicating. Even though they ignore us, it's okay. As long as we put that back in our DNA that we love each other and we are one people, they cannot stop the movement. Now, I have a serious question. Do you really believe that those people that are calling themselves Jews represent your God? Why is this world not at peace if they are the people of God? Do you really know their God? Now, why do I keep saying God? Because your mind has been taught to say God and forgot about the name of the true Creator, Allah. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. Now, I have a few questions for the Zionist Jew, because I know they're listening to me. If they're not, they be slipping. This is what they do. And also, a little warning is, whenever we begin to unify, there are always going to be agitators and provocateurs to try to destroy that unity. So keep that in mind, okay? We always have to be mindful. And that's why I say know your enemy. You got to know the tricks of the enemy. What has he done in the past? He's going to keep doing it. If it works, he's going to keep doing it. Okay? False flags is falling apart for them. So they probably going to do something else right now. I believe they're heading towards World War III because that's the only solution. They're going to have to break it up. They're going to break up this whole world. Okay? They're going to break it up. This is what they do. They're scared. So they're going to hit the self-destruct button. You saw the movie, self-destruct. You know? That's what they do. All right, now I have a question to the Zionist Jew. You control the most powerful military on the planet. You control the Bank of International Settlement, meaning you control world debt. You have the power to end world hunger. Yet, you get angry when people call you out screaming anti-Semitism and try to shut them up. What are you protecting? Are you defending Allah, our Creator? Our Creator, not yours. Well, from the start. But now you have a different God. But are you defending Allah, our Creator? Or are you defending your lies? You are not of the Hebrews of the seed of Allah. You are a liar. You are a thief. You are a murderer, and your time is running out. Your attempts to control this message have failed because the ones you try to destroy are articulating your defeat. You destroyed our leaders, suppressed our economy, and made our people illiterate. All because you are trying to hide the truth that you are not the people of Allah. You have lied to this world and created Zionism. You control this planet by nepotism. You sacrifice your own people to accomplish your madness. The average Jew has no clue. He has been pimped by his forefathers, the greatest magicians. You have taken land that is not yours and killed countless millions. Israel is not Allah. Allah is a people and you are not them. Your worthless money will fail you. Your IMS will fail you. Your system will fail. You created this IMS, this World Bank, for your control to create poverty and hunger. You watch without mercy as Africans suffer. As Asians suffer, as South Americans suffer, and now as Americans and your own people suffer. You are the killers of our prophets and our saviors. You murder Yahushua. Peace be upon him. Muhammad, peace be upon him. Ali, peace be upon him. Fatima, peace be upon her. Hussein Ibn Ali, peace be upon him. Hussein Ibn Ali, peace be upon him. Zayed Ibn Hussein, peace be upon him. Peace be upon him. And Zakiah, peace be upon him. Now I mention all of them because you better know who they are, because they were carrying the word of Yah, and they were murdered, and it was prophesied. But this information was wiped out of your mind, because when you were brought over on those ships, you were converted into a religion that you knew not, for your control. 560 years and counting. You, devil Zionist, are the killer of our saviors and our prophets. This is the truth. You wish to hide, but you can never hide, only deny. Every time a Hebrew wakes up to his purpose in life, you slip in under the door. Every time. Your attempts to destroy Michael Jackson have failed because you cannot distract us any longer. Now, Michael, all he wanted to do is help our children. And you lied. You lied to this world and called him a pedophile. But the truth is, you are the biggest pedophile. We hear about your white slave rings and dying corps. We know about the Franklin cover-up in Nebraska, written by John W. DeCamp, about how you sold young boys and girls. You lied and crucified Michael Jackson when it is part of your business model. This they call it white sex slavery. It's part of your business model. And it's documented for the world to see. Yet this controlled media never reports on it. But yet you crucify Michael, when all you do is rape little boys and little girls in dying corps. Talk about invading Iraq and invading Afghanistan, and you over there raping people. Children. You're disgusting. How can I fear a disgusting worm like you? You fear me, you better. There's millions of me out there. I'm just one. And when the truth comes out, you are done. You get away with your crimes. You get away with your crimes. You are a nepotist. You control this planet through bloodlines. This is how you rule. We now see how presidents, senators, queens, kings, actors, news anchors, CEOs, media giants are all related by blood. We can trace you to the House of Habsburgs, to the House of Medici, to the House of Lorraine. You are the aristocrats. We see how you became the Nazis, and how the Nazis ran the corporations, the control of the banks of international settlements, the IMF, the World Bank. It's all traced right to your doorstep. The monarchy is still in power, and the power is controlled by your bloodlines. The average Jew is clueless to this fact. The millions you killed in the Holocaust was your ritual sacrifice to your God of the bottomless pit. You have deceived the world with your rituals, but your illusions are falling apart. You use this deception to control our planet, given to us by Ayah. All praise, Ayah. Oh, praise Yah. Many now know that the word that you used, Holocaust, is an old word. You used this word that was created in 1200, 13th century. It's an old word. We can read this in many dictionaries. Now, why am I bringing this word up? Because I want to prove a point. This word, Holocaust, means a great or complete devastation of destruction, especially by fire, or any mass slaughter of reckless destruction of life, or a sacrifice completely consumed by fire, burnt offerings. Let me repeat that. It says a great or complete devastation of destruction, especially by fire, or any mass slaughter or reckless destruction of life, or a sacrifice completely consumed by fire or burnt offering. This is a 13th century word, right? So the question is, how many Holocausts did you have? How many Holocausts? The systematic mass slaughter of European Jews in Nazi concentration camps during World War II happened during the 1940s. Yet this word, Holocaust, is over 800 years old. Now the question is, why did you choose this word, Holocaust, Zionist Jew? Who was the sacrifice? Now that's a good question. Because you used the word to talk about the sacrifice when you kill millions of innocent people, hundreds of millions of people, and your crimes still go unpunished. Now, the sad thing is, the average Indo-European Jew are pawns in your sick game of deception. We can see how you once again are setting these people up to be slaughtered as the scapegoat by the masses of people that are waking up to your deception. You are hiding and waiting in the shadows and pushing your pawns out there to suffer. We see this. I think we should start sending the alarm. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Do not harm the Jew. Do not harm the Jew. Because they're pawns. Behind them are people that aren't even Jews. That's the biggest joke. What is a Zionist anyway? Are they just some rich people that decided to take over a culture, call themselves Jews, and then put their little pawns out there to be sacrificed and slaughtered by people so they can continue to control? I don't know. See, what this world does not know is that you, Mr. Zionist, have no real control. You are the minority. You are a small group of terrified, spoiled, willingly infested demons that will be defeated by the true creator, Ayah. He's waking up his people, and you know your destruction is knocking at the door. It's over. Because if I'm waking up and knowing this with just a ninth grade education, mind you, had to teach myself every damn thing because of the system that you created, if I can slip through that, how many others have? How many others that are hearing my voice right now and feeling every word that I am saying? Cheering me on, knowing that I'm speaking the truth. So what do you do now? Do you ridicule me? Do you murder me? Do you ignore me? Do you create more lies and twist history? Do you once again create order out of chaos with your police state? You will do none of the above, because this is checkmate. You have been exposed, and you can no longer hide. No matter how many of us you kill, you can never defeat Allah. All praise his name. Now, to the Hebrews of the world that have an ear to hear, and to the very few that have an ear to hear, the people that are calling themselves Jews today are not telling you the truth. Allah has tried many times to correct this planet, but these demonic spirits have killed the prophets. Look around you with new eyes and see. This is not the plan of Allah. This is the deception of devils. Hebrews and non-Hebrews, you can ignore this message or pass it on. Michael Jackson did not hurt children. He wanted to help and protect children. Michael Jackson said, "We can either pray about it or be about it." He was a man of action. I am a man of action. I am about our Father's business. I want the counterfeits to understand something. Allah is my protection. Okay? Now, who is yours? Who's your protection? And here's something that you should think about, Mr. Zionist. How can you know the completion of a creation before our Creator created it? How can you know the completion of a creation before our Creator created it? You see, your wisdom is weak. You have no clue of Allah's plan. You may control the media and the economy of this world for now, but you do not control those of us that have the spirit of Allah. Your time is running out. You fail. We are free. We are awake. And we are looking right at you. So what are you going to do about it? Commit World War III? Is that your solution? Police state? How are you gonna do that? How are you gonna do that? Unbelievable. Now, to the Hebrews, here's the message that I would like to relay. Like, okay, what would be the solution to get us out of this? What would be the solution to get us out of this? And those of you that are weak-kneed, I just want to tell you something. When you give a man the option, which is no option, and you say, "I'm not going to give you anything to live for," then a man finds something to die for. And I am willing and happy to die for my children, for my family, for my beautiful black people on this planet, in all things that are good. I'm willing to die so that Allah's spirit can be known on this planet. Because all of us have that spirit in us. We are the answers. The answer is looking at you in the mirror. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Look in the damn mirror. You the answer. Don't wait for nobody else to do nothing. Get out there and preach your pews. and take some action. That's what they're afraid of. Now, to defeat this beast, we have to separate ourselves from his system. We must boycott all his products and goods. This will take away his power. Let's love each other like we are created to. Let's trust each other and work together. They only have power if we give them power. You are in control. Ignore their media. Ignore their lies. Build your own media. Create your own news stations. Build your own economy. Do not buy their slave labor clothing. Make your own clothing. Do not eat their poison. Grow your own food. Organize your microeconomies independent of their system. Find two or three people that agree and work together. Ignore the beast. He does not exist. Take back your planet. It was given to us, not them. Ignore the beast. Do not give him power. Let's start building our own paths. They cannot destroy what they did not build. They cannot destroy what they did not build. They cannot destroy what they did not build. Let's take back our power in the name of Allah, all praise. Learn his name. Love his name. Be his name. All praise Allah. All praise Allah. All praise Allah. Now, much love and respect to the Jackson family. Mainly Catherine Jackson, Yahushua's witness, for giving to this world a special gift called Michael Jackson. As long as I breathe, I will honor his attempt to bring peace into the sick world. Michael was about bringing peace and justice, and I will be about the same. And one last word of caution. Like I said before, I noticed that this CIA-controlled Google is censoring the name Ayah, which means that they actually are fearing this name. I created Whoanet to uplift the name, but Google is suppressing it through their research algorithms. Okay, so what does this mean? It means that I advise you to download all of this information like now, like today, as soon as you can. Download everything you can, okay? Google is being pretty sneaky and evil, and they are watching what I do very closely. I ask that you send a message to Ayah for me and ask Ayah to protect me and my family, okay? Ask Ayah to help the people in Yemen, they're called the Akdam, who are linked to Muhammad and Ali and Fatima. These are, like I said, I have my own personal, like, we can't save the world, right? So we have to pick our own projects that we want to save, right? So what I picked is, I said, okay, I asked Ayah, I said, Ayah, my goal is to bring attention to the Yemen, the Akdam people, the ones that are being oppressed in Yemen, and that is my personal, goal that I asked. My personal work here on this earth is to try to help those people. So if all of you can send a prayer to them, and we ask that Barack Obama stop droning these people, and we ask that the NATO community can be brought to justice for what they're doing and is really wrong, and what they've done in Libya and killed Gaddafi. I have a speech from Mugabe on Whoanet that you can look at and listen to, and don't let the media lie to you about Mugabe and all the evil things that they say he's doing, because this all goes back to the British and still in the land, It's all they do, they steal, and lie. It's all about the whole Zionist racism. Same thing that happened in the apartheid in South Africa, the same apartheid we went through in Jim Crow here. Look it up. Rise of the Black Messiah. Listen to those broadcasts. It'll explain it. Okay? Now, I know I was rambling on there, but it's a deep... This is pretty deep, y'all. Okay? This is pretty deep. We need to understand this if we're going to fix this planet. This goes beyond just us being discriminated or us being held down as black people. All right? Now, if we were just held down in poverty and we gave them free rein to just do what they do on this earth, you know, after a while we're like, okay, you drive around in the nice cars and fly in the airplanes and enjoy the planet. But when black people are stuck in a situation, we go back to the basics. And as long as we got our family and friends, it becomes okay. But they aren't safe. They aren't happy with that. They got to put crack in the neighborhoods. They got to lock us up for the smallest things. They got to make sure they make laws that we can break. You know what I'm saying? Walk down the street, cross the street, jaywalk, you going to jail. And if you resist, they're going to beat your ass. And then you in prison with a record. Then you try to get out of record. Then you get out of prison. You got a record, can't get a job. And now you're a criminal. They don't even leave us alone. And because they didn't leave us alone, this whole world is jacked up. And now they're making Monsantos, and they got the poison in the atmosphere, nuclear bombs, and now the whole world is just totally jacked up. This is what we are facing. Now, I asked Ayah to guide my finances so I can continue to do this work. I also send my message to our creator, Ayah, and ask him to destroy this beast and his system and to guide our people towards peace and justice. My name is Plau Yaqub Zakaya, a.k.a. Dawid Yaqub Maccabeus. Thank you for reading or listening to this message. All praise the creator of it all. Okay? And all of us. The creator of it all and all of us, Ayah. All praise Ayah. All praise Ayah. All praise Ayah.
Time for America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no...